Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Carr Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slingers whiskey microphone. You know what's fun? Both the CEO of Carr Arms, Carr Firearms Group, and the CEO of Lead Slingers join us in the roundtable every week, and they're here again today, too. And all of this is brought to you today, presented to you by X Insurance, a far superior product to anything that you think you might have. It's time to get real out there, okay? These are perilous times. I don't need to tell you that. We are living through something we none of us ever thought we would see in America. Get the coverage you need for your life, your freedom, I should say, okay? All the coverage for your CCW, your law enforcement, if you're law enforcement, if you carry a gun for work, if you carry it just for CCW purposes as a civilian, X has you covered. They'll write you policies up to $10 million, up to no exclusions, whatever you want. They'll cover gaps in your homeowners that your homeowners won't cover for you, because it's a real insurance company. It's not third-party stuff. Grow up to real products, okay? This is real life we're talking about now. You know, kind of like when we had AWR in the last segment. The guy was 47 years old. He should know better. So should you. You carry the best for your homes, your cars, your boats, your toys, whatever it may be, your life, your health. Do the same thing when your freedom's on the line. That's why X Insurance has taken the firearms industry by storm. And, you know, we have I had a new little motto when I opened up the previous hour. Annette Jacobs doesn't wear a face diaper. What do I mean by that? She's commenting in the comment sections over there. If you want to watch the program, Facebook.com, live over there, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can catch it on YouTube. We're doing the multiple streams. As long as they will have us in their big tech platforms, we're going to continue to talk about them over there as the monopolist punks and thugs that they are until they cut us off. And at some point in time, they will. No question about it. Because why do they care about what we say? It's free speech, right? The right to keep and bear arms. They don't like that stuff. They've throttled us before. What a mess of a week. Let's get started. The roundtable begins right now. Who's up first? I saw Brad Primo first pop in there. So let's go to Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad, how the heck are you?
Doing pretty good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm depressed, brother, and we're going to talk about it during the hour today. Okay, we had a fantastic conversation with Alan Gottlieb, who was absolutely, you know, as I would expect from Alan, but to be, you know, honest with you, it was uplifting as it could be in the face of some very difficult times this country is facing. Next up there is Neil McCabe. I see Neil, AAR, Washington, D.C. correspondent for many years, a fellow at the Gold Institute, and also a writer over there at the Tennessee Daily Star. Neil, how are you?
Well, I'm trying to be positive as best I can.
I know. And I'm
not depressed. I am disappointed with a lot of people who I thought had some backbone, and they don't.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about all of that. And Neil, you were in Washington, D.C. during the rally a few days ago, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now, right here on the screen, if you're watching, that was Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Firearms Group. This is the Carr Firearms Group Studios. Justin, welcome inside, my friend. You were there. You were boots on the ground. You called us Friday, or after the rally, you called us. And here you are today. Have your thoughts changed at all since we spoke last on the radio about what went on in D.C. and what you were part of?
I'm glad you asked me, because I had a chance to review and I had to reflect and think about it. And I'm coming to the conclusion that this rally on the 6th was so historical and so important and so critical for the future of the country, because I'm thinking that this is like the Boston Tea Party. You know, when we study history and we look at the Boston Tea Party, immediately after the Boston Tea Party happened, even George Washington and Benjamin Franklin condemned it. And then after the Boston Tea Party, the British Crown, they did the Coercive Acts. You know, they basically closed the Boston Harbor until they were repaid for the tea. You know, they suspended the Massachusetts Constitution, and they quartered their soldiers in the houses of the Bostonian citizens, as well as other things. And the effect of that was that it did not crush the spirit of the American people, but it actually encouraged them to resist at an even more fervent level. So if I think about it, what do you expect the American people to do if you steal their presidential election? What do you expect? I mean, I think what we saw on the 6th was a natural expression of what would happen for doing such a large criminal act. So that's the way I'm thinking historically right now.
What a great way to put that in perspective, because, and again, listeners, Justin was there. He was boots on the ground. I've got a photograph that was sent to me, Justin, and I'm going to send a copy of it to you guys maybe during a break, from Tony Darling, our good friend over at Vault Pro out in California, who was there with a group of Patriots. And again, keep in mind, there were hundreds of thousands of people there. So here you've got mainstream media, New York Times in particular, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, so that you can CBS, you know, the rest of them, and Fox, too, doing the same thing. The way they're wording their stories now is very disappointing. But they're also, you know, they're all driving this narrative now. And that train is that, you know, all rally, you know, whole rally was bad. And it was a handful of people. And I'd venture to say the vast majority didn't even know what was happening because they weren't close enough. But nonetheless, I've got a picture that was just so beautiful of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people at the Washington Monument in the background. It was really a sight to behold. But let's go now to Brad Primo. Brad, you heard what Justin had to say. This is our first opportunity to get commentary from you about what happened. And I'm going to start, when we're done with you, I'm going to go to Neil, and we're going to kind of talk about how he's trying to stay positive and kind of take that around the table. Go ahead, Brad.
Sure. I mean, I appreciate, Justin's insight and opinion. And, you know, I think that's probably the most positive opinion I've heard. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I did not feel good knowing what was going on. You know, we'll see what the reaction is. But, you know, as it stands now, I think the people who, broke into the Capitol building, whatever their intent was, as it stands now, I think it was a huge strategic error. We'll see. The immediate after effect is we're going to be dealing with, you know, probably the most crushing gun control we've seen ever. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another Patriot Act on steroids coming our way. There's already bills waiting to be filed, you know, for ammunition and everything else. And now we've all been labeled terrorists. If you look at the language you're using, they're no longer called, they're not calling these guys protesters, they're now insurrectionists.
Right.
Even though, you know, what they did was probably nowhere near as bad or as costly as what we saw over the summer. With, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots, you know, burning down police stations. Those are also government buildings, and they were invaded and destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
So really what we're looking at is, you know, if, you know, this other party wants to preach unity and all this good stuff, well, I mean, right now would be a great time to start taking some of the heat out of the rhetoric and stop making people feel like we have a giant target painted on our backs, because that sure is what it feels like right now. And the worse it keeps going, the more pushback there's going to be, and this is not going to get any better.
Is demoralizing a word to use?
I don't know. I don't think I'd call it demoralized. I think if it was demoralized, I'd be questioning my beliefs.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I haven't questioned a thing about what I believe. I still believe what I believe, and I have no problem standing for it. I just know that it may cost me something now.
Interesting perspective. Neil, I've only got about a minute with you here in this, and I want to hear your perspective on what Justin said and Brad's response to it, and about how you're doing the best to stay positive. And I want to say this in the, you know, just to be transparent, in the era of transparency, you and I had a text exchange back and forth that we won't discuss on the radio, but nonetheless to say, both of us are very, very concerned about what we're witnessing. When you see the breakdown, if you will, of the First Amendment,
openly being cheered by people like Ocasio-Cortez, right? It's heartbreaking to say the least, but also incredibly dangerous. Now, Neil, we're gonna take a break. I know he's gonna be in my ear here in just 1 second. That pesky producer down there in Dallas, his name is Greg. He just makes time fly so fast. So bear with me for just a second. When we come back from the break, I want to talk with you a little bit about that and get your perspective as a long time, I'll say commentator, pundit from Washington about Washington. Neil McCabe will join us when we come back, and we're going to continue the conversation going around the table. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Carr Firearms Group Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. Of course, I am Mark Walters. I'm filling your prescription for freedom across the country today on hundreds of radio stations and whatever other platforms you're using nowadays to get the program. Thank you very much for being here. Live streaming on YouTube and Facebook right now. If you want to check out the live streams, YouTube, just visit Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. You'll find me in there. You can check out the feed. Also, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. If you'd like to do that, you can watch the broadcast as long as they'll have us there. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. Make sure to check out xinsurance.com. Get yourself a free quote over there on setting yourself up on a real insurance policy. Let's go over to Neil McCabe, longtime contributor. Neil, we got some folks in the comment section talking about hoping you name names, hoping you're angry enough to start naming some names. And I want to hear about your level of disappointment. I want your commentary on what Justin said, Brad's response. Take it away, brother.
Yeah, first of all, let me just say that, you know, about a month ago, I found out that there was a California city councilor whose girlfriend was a Chinese spy, and she raised money for him and helped him get elected to Congress. She continued to raise money for him as a congressman, even after he was sitting on the House Intelligence Committee. She continued to be intimate with this man until the FBI tapped him on the shoulder. When Speaker Pelosi was asked, hey, Congressman Swalwell on the House Intel Committee was having sex with a Chinese spy who was financing and organizing his campaigns, and he's sitting on the Intel Committee, Pelosi said, I have no worries about him. And that was the end of the story. Mm-hmm. He is still around. He is still taunting people. And he will be in this session of Congress. He will continue to sit on the House Intel Committee. Now, that's because Pelosi knows how to keep her cool. Pelosi is a tough bird. We don't have any tough birds in the Republican Party, okay? President Donald Trump won Wyoming with 70% of the vote. The congressman at large for Wyoming is Liz Cheney, who is number three in the House leadership. She's the head of the Republican conference. She has been anti-Trump from day one. And it's like she is now like leading the charge to throw this guy out of office. Mitch McConnell, he just got reelected. Well, it's like Trump won with like 62% of the vote, right? Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House. Now, Trump got about 32% of the vote in California, but he won in Kern County, which is McCarthy's county, which is basically Bakersfield, California. And it's like, there's tremendous resilience in the Trump base, and people who are panicking and running for the lifeboats and diming out their neighbors. It's like it's almost like the Red Guard with the kids diming out their parents for being counter-revolutionaries. And it's like when this whole thing settles and we actually look at what happened that on January 6th at the Capitol and we put it into perspective, it's not going to be perceived the way it is being perceived today. And people's feelings about Trump are not going to be the same as they're being ginned up right now. And it's amazing to me that you can go from 0 to 60 for impeachment on this when I had to endure all sorts of things under the Obama administration, which were just like, whatever. And so I think that a little concerned that Justin is sort of working my side of the street using some colonial revolutionary history examples.
That's quite the compliment, Justin.
That's like a shot across my bow. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that, Justin. All right. You're not the only one who could do some show prep. Okay. But with what Brad's talking about is Brad is like struggling with I don't want to speak for the guy, but I just heard him on the radio, and I think he's struggling with the exact same things that you and me and everyone else is struggling with. do I want a crowd of Trump supporters to crash the gates at the Capitol and terrorize people and chase police officers? I do not. That was not my plan. That was not what I thought was going on. I was outside the Capitol. I didn't understand that that was what, it's like, that wasn't what I told people to do. However, I think that it speaks to a frustration. Am I glad that a bunch of congressmen and senators have the idea that the Trump supporters are angry? Yeah. Do I think it's a good idea to then suppress their speech and to fire them and to make sure that they can't work? And to, you know, it's like we had a courthouse. There's a courthouse in Portland, Oregon, federal courthouse, the Mark Hatfield Courthouse, which was terrorized and seized for months. Right. Where are those trials? Right. There are people who are who firebombed police stations. Right. There are people who beat cops, who beat them. There are videos of people getting beaten by Antifa and BLM people. None of them. Like, where are those trials? Right. I mean, it's like a wholesale pardons. Some of these left wing prosecutors have just said, we're not prosecuting any of them. If any of them were being prosecuted, then you had celebrities raising money to get them out of jail and put them on bail. So, all right. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't want to do what about this, what about that. Was it wrong to crash the gates? Yes.
Of course.
Was it? Of course. It's like, should police officers be respected? Of course. What right. are we talking about? Of course. However, I do have to understand that this was a bigger event, which is, it's more meta, and I think that's really what Justin was saying. This event is much more meta than something that's going to happen like today and tomorrow. This is like something that'll be in the history books. And what people have to ask is, why are these people so angry, instead of saying, I wish you would just behave and shut up, or we'll take away your free speech and all your rights?
All right, let me answer that and go to Justin on this, because there's a congresswoman by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who was a broke, out-of-work bartender prior to rising to fame in her district in New York. Here's what she had to say on Twitter. The elected officials who amplified and repeated known lies about our election served as drum corps to insurrectionists. The drum major in the House was at GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. Representative McCarthy bears unique elevated responsibility in all this chaos. He must resign. Now, you know who liked that tweet? Predictably, Kathy Griffin, that loser, phony comedian, washed up, whatever she is, holding up Trump's severed head, and the Lincoln Project, built off of a bunch of rhino establishment Republicans and they're liking Ocasio-Cortez's verbiage. When we come back, we're going right to Justin, because I want to know what he thinks. Justin, just give you the question up front. When you hear Ocasio-Cortez and the lunatic fringe left that she attracts, she's a socialist, and now the Lincoln Project likes it too? Where the hell are we? Back with Justin right after this. CEO of Carr Arms, by the way.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back for sure. You know, the MyPillow thing, it has amazed me and fascinated me. I met Mike Lindell. He co-hosted the show with me from the Minnesota State Fair about 3 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. It was the last fair that we went to, because you guys up at 1280, the Patriot, love you in Minnesota. That was our ninth year in a row there. And there was no booth that year. And then, of course, COVID knocked us out of line. But the last broadcast we did there, Mike Lindell sat down with us, actually flew his jet from a Trump rally in the Dakotas to get to us at Minnesota in time. And God bless the man. He is unbelievable. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that we would see what's happening in this country include a guy like Mike Lindell, an American businessman who's being demonized by his fellow countrymen simply for creating hundreds of jobs, providing tax base. It's remarkable to me what's happening. And we're going to ask everybody here at the table a question at the end that's going to be uncomfortable. And it's not designed to be that way. It's just where we are today because the answers are uncomfortable, I think. But Mike Lindell, he supports this. He supports the right to bear arms. He supported Trump. And you know, it's about bigger. It's bigger than the man. It's the agenda. That's one thing that's overlooked by the mainstream press. That's what millions upon millions of Americans are so pissed off about, is the agenda. It's not, and the media makes it all about one man. Nonetheless, support him. Use the promo code AAR. He supports us, okay? All right. Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Welcome back, brother. You know, Justin, let me just turn it back over to you. As we were talking about before, you heard what Neil had to say. And now I want you to take the opportunity to respond, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, if you label 75 million people as insurgents and you censor them and you deny them their right to speak and the right to vote and right to have their opinions heard and enacted on and be represented, I think you're going to turn those 75 million people into insurgents and revolutionaries, and that's exactly what you're going to get. And, you know, that's what happened in the 17. That's what happened after the Boston Tea Party, after 1773 in December when it happened. You know, short 2 years later in 75, you had Lexington and Concord when they came for the gun. So
yeah, and let's go to that. Let's go back to that AOC tweet. Okay, where you have AOC. I mean, just a flagrant idiot. She's an idiot. She's a moron. You know, this is a person who turned away 20,000 six-figure jobs in her district. I mean, she's just an idiot. But she's now calling for it, and she's got millions of followers on social media. I think we're going to find out in the near run that that fake cyber crap is going to be short-lived. I don't think real life can continue to go the way it's going. We're going to have to get back to real life. And I think it's going to be our side that pushes it back to real life when we take it back. And I mean that by the sense that we're just not going to put up with this. These people canceling us, I don't think that's going to happen. But she's going after now, okay, a GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy, and Kathy Griffin, that lunatic loser, and the Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project, supposed to be conservative. You know, picture National Review and what's his face that runs that place over there. You know, how do we get here? How in the world did we get here? Justin, that was for you.
Good question, Mark. I mean, I think the way we got here was because, you know, Americans are very reasonable people. We're very patient. We want to see the law and order, and we want to see the Constitution succeed. And so, you know, as we've been having our rights trampled on the last 40 years, we just kept eating. We really didn't push back that hard. But I think those 75 million voters who voted for Trump are at the end of their rope. They've been pushed so far that they can't be pushed anymore. And if you push them anymore, they're going to express themselves like they expressed themselves on the 6th. It's going to become more and more aggressive and more explosive. So if you come at them with the notion that they're insurgents or revolutionaries, you're going to get a revolution.
And, you know, let me say this. Let me take this opportunity to say this before I go to Brad. There's comments coming in here. Mark says, Justin nails it again. JD says, bullseye, Justin. So you're getting comments on that right now. And I think it's important to point out that when you have Democrat politicians like this lunatic socialist Ocasio Cortez, let's go over to you, Brad, pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. This is not unity. This chump. We'll call her Chump at. Hope that's offensive to her. Meant to be. She's not interested in unity. She hates your guts. She wants to cancel you, fire you, step on you, and dare I say, I don't think she'd be concerned if you got hurt physically. Not when I see the rhetoric like this coming from these people. And at some point in time, this is going to turn into a street brawl. Brad, take it away.
Yeah, I mean, let me back up for a second. I mean, I think that Justin actually did just hit the nail on the head. I mean, you start treating me like a felon, I might start acting like one. You start treating me like I'm an insurgent, I might start acting like one. And, you know, this AOC, you know, she's a communist. You know, she can talk the talk, you know, but thing is, like, the way we got here is because typically people who are fat and happy don't fight against their government. In this country, we've been blessed with decades and decades of economic success, a relatively wealthy and robust middle class in this country that's much better off than the middle class than almost any other place in the world. As long as you have that, you typically don't have civil unrest. But I think this is where we're going to see the double-edged sword of social media coming in, because like, even though, like, we're not losing our houses yet, we're not losing our jobs, we're still putting food on the table, we, you know, watch football and drink beer all day on the weekends, we're seeing things on social media. We're seeing two different justice systems for the elite and us. We're seeing Democrat privilege. You know, we feel like we have a bullseye on our back. And so even though we have all these things that typically prevent people from going off the reservation, we're getting pushed off the reservation because we can see how we're being treated each and every day. We can see how we don't have the privilege of being able to, you know, date a Chinese spy for years, get elected to office, get a nice paycheck while we're shutting down everybody else's business and starving them out and making them lose their livelihood. You know, and then we get a pension on top of it for being, you know, probably the most punchable person in the country, in Eric Swalwell. You know, so I want that kind of privilege. And if I can't have it, then you can't have it either. And so, you know, we are being pushed. We got pushed all summer. You know, I remember even Neil saying on this show over the summer, like, how much do they think the American people are going to take? How many times do you punch them in the mouth before they stand up and punch back? And we're getting very, very close to that point.
But, and that's true in any aspect of life. Let me point that out. If you walk into a bar and Bozo A is there constantly and doesn't like you and constantly steps on your foot and elbows you on his way to the bathroom day after day after day, eventually you're going to drop him. Okay? Eventually this is what's going to happen. And the political left, I've been saying it on the show for a dozen years. Neil, you've been a part of this. Well said, by the way, Justin. Neil, you've been a part of this program since almost its inception. And you have heard me repeatedly say, if this doesn't stop, Americans are going to have to make very difficult decisions. That I opened up the program today, Neil, stating unequivocally that we're not almost there. We're there. We are there. People are going to have to make decisions they never thought they'd have to make along many, many avenues in their lives. Neil, take it away from what you just heard.
Well, you know, there's this concept of restraint. They talk about it in the military, and they talk about it in law enforcement. And, you know, one of the hallmarks of disciplined troops or disciplined law enforcement is their restraint and their ability, their resilience to just sort of hang in there, let the moment pass, don't make a mistake. And I think the restraint of the Trump supporters is over.
And it's not just Trump supporters. I want to make this very clear. It's not Trump supporters. It's conservatives who have been pushed by the left. And when we come back, uncomfortable questions for the panel. Their answers will be fascinating. But I'm pretty sure you'll agree with them.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back. Inside the Carr Firearms Studios on the Letzlinger's microphone, all this being presented to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check out all of our sponsors, please. Support them. You heard from Alan Gottlieb in the first hour of the program how important it is we stick together. And I got to be honest, we're blessed with, and it's going to be a very difficult 2 years. Silencing of the First Amendment is leading to, and as you well know, the Second Amendment is following. You can go back and listen to that hour when I get the podcast up later today. But suffice to say, it was a powerful hour with Mr. Gottlieb. From my opening remarks all the way through the remainder of the broadcast, we laid it out for you in no uncertain terms, and Mr. Gottlieb laid out for you really what needs to be done and how we go about, you know, beginning to defend ourselves against what we know is coming. But it is critical that we support the people that support us. Please make an effort. Go out of your way. I'm asking you to go out of your way. If you're going to drink coffee, for God's sakes, make it Defender Coffee, all right? Because the profits go to the gun rights organization that you choose, the group that you choose. I give it to Second Amendment Foundation. If you're going to buy a pillow or sheets or blankets or towels, for God's sakes, make it MyPillow. Use the promo code AAR. It keeps Armed American Radio on the airwaves and supports an individual who's out there that's got our back. We're like-minded. You know, if you're going to purchase a firearm, the car is out there. I know it's tough to get a hold of everything, but guess what you can do? You can go to gunbroker.com and find all the stuff that's out there. Gunbroker.com studios open up tomorrow morning. Okay, so we're all in this together, and it's critical. Support every organization that you can. Just go out of your way. I'm asking you to do that. Go out of your way. It is so vital in today's day and age. And you know, as you know, it's all presented by X. They're at the top of the food chain here, and they've got our back, and they're taking the firearms community by storm. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for all of this. We're in a pretty good place relative to getting the word out. The hell with big tech. They can't silence this microphone. ever. They can't do it. They'd have to shut down the 250 radio stations that we're airing on right now. And it ain't going to happen. We'll defeat them. All right. Welcome back in. I don't know. Where do I go from now? I guess I'm going to start with the question to end the broadcast because I want there to be a little bit of discussion about it. But guys, when you hear, and Justin, I'll start with you. When you hear the quote from Ocasio Cortez, the tweet from her, these people are not interested. They hate you. They're out of the closet. The smoke is left the grill. Okay, you can't gather it back up. The proverbial genie has left the bottle. And I'm going to be frank with you and upfront as the host of the show. I'm not going to ask you to answer something that I won't myself. I'll just come out and tell you what my answer is now. I'm not interested in befriending these people. I'm not interested in shaking her hand. I'm not interested in compromising with her because we all know what compromise means. It means you're going to agree with me or STFU. Okay? And I'm not interested in playing that game. I'm not giving any ground to any of these people. So, Justin, we are here where we are today. They're stifling free speech. They're shutting down Parler in exactly 1 hour and 9 minutes from the time we're speaking right now. And that, by the way, Justin, is the same group that I use, AWS, to house thousands of hours and many years of Armed American Radio, Amazon Web Services. It's just a matter of time before they come after us. The media, free speech, and the Dems, all in control now. Are you interested in making friends with these people?
Oh, Mark, I think we're at a point where they've cut off all avenues of civil remediation of our grievances and disagreements. So if they succeed in passing laws, I don't think it matters anymore because it's irrelevant. I think before the midterm elections, we'll see a Lexington and Concord.
All right, Justin is straight up with that. Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not real comfortable, and I feel awful for my kids at 16 and 18. You've got younger kids than that. I'm not, when I see rhetoric like this from a Democrat politician, who the hell do you think you are? Brad, take it away.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, my mood tonight's been a little bit subdued because of an exchange I had with a friend. I've known the guy for probably close to 20 years, and he's a Democrat, and I've always wanted to have some good intellectual discussions with him, respectful, and. We were discussing a tweet actually from the Lincoln Project that you mentioned.
Oh, good heavens.
Talking about them compiling essentially a blacklist of people who have worked in the Trump administration to prevent them from ever working again.
Right.
And, it finally got down to it. I had to point blank ask him if he was okay with blacklist of political enemies. And he said he was in favor of it.
There you go.
And I'm having to rethink a friendship that I've had for 20 years because although, do I think you'd ever try to hurt me personally? No, but I don't know how I go on trusting somebody who's okay with blacklists. I don't care who's doing it. It's the most anti-American dehumanizing thing I can think of. You can do to a person to prevent them from making a living just because of where they worked before or who they supported politically. And so he's a middle of the road, run of the mill dude. And if that's where we're at, if that's who's supporting Democrats right now, how can we? We cannot coexist like that. I cannot coexist with somebody who wants to kill me or someone who wants to see me put in prison because of the type of firearms I want to own. I don't bother anybody. I just want to be left alone. I can't coexist with people like that.
You can chalk all this up to media. For years, just destroying the psyche of the nation with this terrible agenda. And of course, social media. It's just the divisiveness it's caused is irreparable. I don't think we can fix it. Neil, take us to the end of the show. Until you hear music, it's yours.
Well, I think that Brad is right on. I mean, I've had to come to the same realization that there are people that whose friendship and conversation I've enjoyed for years,
And in these last 4 years of the Trump administration, or 5 years of MAGA, I have to accept that they have no problem with my being sent to jail because of my political beliefs. It has nothing to do with breaking the law. I see that they're finding out people who went to the Trump rally on January 6th, and they're putting them on the no-fly list. The no-fly list? Like, since when is it okay to tell your political opponents you can't fly? And, you know, this deplatforming began in 2010, 2011, after WikiLeaks and came out with their first big national security stuff, and the Obama administration told banks not to do business with them, right? Told server companies don't do business with them. There was a program, Operation Choke Point, run by the Obama administration that the bank can't deal with gun companies.
You got 20 seconds, Neil.
We're being deplatformed, and we have to figure out maybe there's another place that we can be platformed. Maybe it's our own country. I don't know what's going on. But it's like they don't want me in this country, and I'm trying to figure out where to go.
Well, I'm going to leave it at that, lest I say something that I don't want to say. Well, I do, but I'm not ready yet. Armed American Radio, The Daily Defense tomorrow. What a fantastic program today was. Hard-hitting stuff. Thank you guys at the table, Justin Moon, Brad Primo, and, of course, Neil McCabe. Tomorrow we're going to get up and do it again, and we're going to do it from the GunBroker.com studios. Yes, on the Crossbreed Holster microphone, and I promise you it's going to be huge. Until we meet tomorrow, we took this one all the way to limit. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.